We're eating bread. It's bread time.
Yes.
It's not bread. Hey there, and welcome to Bread Time. I'm Charlie Dietz.
And I'm Gabriel Valdivia.
So, Gabe, we're here talking into your phone. What are we talking about today?
So, Charlie, one of the most common questions I get is, how do you get started in design? Specifically, I think it's interesting to explore this question when it comes to someone that has an engineering background. It just so happens that you had an engineering background before joining design, so I think it would be a relevant discussion. But the idea is, if you're an engineer today and you are design curious and you want to explore your curiosity to its full extent and just cross over to the dark side, how, why, and should you do it? How did you transition into design, and would you recommend it to other engineers?
I always wanted to be a designer. The reason I was doing engineering work was because I wasn't confident enough that I could get away with calling myself a designer yet. So front-end engineering is a pretty good way to prove out some of your design skills in like a way that's still really functional, like the engineering role should be. Like, I was tasked with things to build, and I built those things, but I would throw in a little special sauce here and there and see how that affected the work and how people responded to it. It was like a nice casual way to get involved into some more heavier design thinking.
So, okay, so you had an idea for what to build or how to, like, quote unquote, enhance the stuff that you were building with some like design sprinkled in there. But let's say you're not familiar with what to do. Like, you're an engineer. What do you do? Do you go to school? Like, what tools do you have available for you to jump into this field?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that due to the fact that I really don't have a formalized design background. So my recommendation would just be like, read the stuff, see the stuff, learn the stuff. Like,
what stuff though? Like, specifically, like, any books, any blogs? Like, what should people start visiting or reading or exposing themselves to in order to get familiar with the ideas of design?
It's real tricky, I think, to answer that, because I think it just depends on what stage you're at. There seems like there's many, many, many layers to learning. My first thing I would actually probably recommend to do, like, if you're just like getting involved, is like learn typography. And that sounds really like more like graphic design or basic, but most of the web to this and most of apps to this point are still really text heavy, maybe not VR stuff as much or something, but typography can't hurt to know. Like, typography is like this thing you'll go through where you start to learn it, and then you start to see it, and then you go back and you relearn it, and then you start to see it more, and all of a sudden all of these like subtleties become really obvious to you, and it's an incredible way to start learning like what the functionality of design is and how it seems invisible but at some point becomes really tangible and you can see the effects of it, right?
Yeah. That's a good time point. I think typography is in many ways the foundation of information hierarchy, right? And as designers, that's a lot of what we do, is we rearrange information in a way that makes sense to users. So I would definitely agree with that. My suggestion would be, talk to other designers. Reach out to them. If you're an engineer, you probably work with designers, so talk to them and ask them what they're doing and how are they doing it. If you know of any designers that you admire, I would just reach out to them and start a conversation that way. Because I feel like most designers would probably be very welcoming and inviting to helping you understand how they got into what they do. So I wouldn't underestimate just the good old-fashioned, like, knocking on someone's door and be like, hey, how do I do that?
At Facebook, at least, like, we've held design for non-designers classes. So like, the designers invite anyone who's interested in learning about like what our actual process is, and then we talk about it. And I think like the thing that's interesting to me is when engineers come to this, they're always like, oh, you're like, the thinking you're doing is way more fleshed out than I thought what you were doing was. And to them, it's enlightening for two reasons. One, they can see like what we're doing behind the scenes before we come to them with some sort of like proposal, which helps like the discussion. And two, it helps inform them to like have a language to discuss the same things that we're discussing when we do products. So I don't know, like, in real life, like, where those opportunities are exactly, but if you could like, yeah, hear designers talk, I think that's like an advantageous place to start too, just to like hear the way they do their process. Cause like, real talk, everybody's got some sort of specialized process for their own set of circumstances. You're not gonna like find the hallelujah process for yourself. down like very quickly, but learning a bunch of different ways people do stuff will probably be helpful in starting to like pick apart the parts that are going to be important.
There are two things that we as designers do all the time. One of them is simplification. We try to remove all the unnecessary stuff from a solution. Whether it is a logo, we try to simplify it to the most simple shape and most recognizable shape, or a product or a feature set or whatever it is. We're always seeking simplicity. And then the other thing is repetition. We're constantly doing many different iterations of a solution and constantly going back to a well to try to prove a hypothesis. All the time, we're throwing away work. You know, design systems and making reusable components is a part of what we do, but I would say more importantly is our ability to throw something away and come up with something new again.
Yeah, I think a disturbing thing coming into it is like when you're an engineer, probably you're interested in building something right as quickly as possible. I think that the more senior like an engineer gets, the more they spend time thinking about what the right solution is before they actually start to build it. And I think like that's kind of like a required skill for like design. You have to be able to like sort of think about all of the possibilities or as many as you can possibly conceive before you actually start to derive a solution. Otherwise, you'd be potentially going down the wrong path and it's even more inefficient. So what seems like inefficient work, which is creating a swath of options always and constantly re-exploring them, it's not actually inefficient. It is the work.
Yeah, that stage of exploration, I think, is usually the most foreign when I talk to other people. Like, for example, a pineapple. Think of visualizing a pineapple. Many people can think of an image immediately, but that extra step of saying, like, give me 100 different ways of visualizing a pineapple. Then you start thinking creatively. You're like, okay, like how much detail do I put in this? And what angle is it? Where is my vantage point when I'm thinking of this pineapple and how to visualize it? And that, I think, is a critical point of being a designer. The red thread is you're exploring many, many different ways of doing one thing. Bread break.
Why don't we talk quickly? What kind of bread are you eating today?
Oh my God, dude. This is some classic, never failing white bread.
Oh yeah.
Like over toasted with a little bit of black on it and with butter.
Very classic, very classic. Today I had a white bread as well, but I had it with a, what kind of cheese was that? It was like a spicy cheese. Some sort of spicy cheese, and it was delicious. Okay, back on topic. People have actually asked, like, hey, like, talk about the bread you're eating. Mm-hmm. So we did it.
What are some resources that people can have to get started in design? Like, imagine somebody has never, ever designed before, and they're like, huh, this whole designing thing is kind of neat. Where do they start?
It's weird. I've never thought about it that way. I've always thought of it the opposite way. Like, how do you start getting involved in code? And it's like, oh, you Google some stuff, you look at some code examples. So I guess like similarly, if I wanted to start in design right now today, the first thing I might do is like understand maybe why certain design systems work. Like I'd go check out Apple's HIG. I'd check out material design. I'd kind of like dabble around and read around in there. Like, cause those are established systems with a lot of patterns that have been declared to be the best for the system. And like, you could learn probably quite a bit about why those decisions have been made from reading the documentation and stuff. I might do something like go check out Bootstrap, right? Like this is something that changed the web. Like why is Bootstrap necessary? Like, what are the things that are in Bootstrap that made designers' jobs easier or made them even unnecessary in certain cases? Stuff like that, I think, is pretty cool to like exploring those systems would probably give you a large swath of information to start like digesting.
One thing that helped me was like finding heroes, like finding reference points of people that were doing interesting things. I remember going to school for graphic design at the time, and I just liked drawing and liked computers. I was like, oh, put those two things together, that's design. I didn't really know much more than that. And I was walking down the hall and I saw a poster that said that like had a bunch of arrows pointing at a bunch of different things, like album cover and like poster and a book and this and that. And like all the arrows led to one message and was like, design is everywhere. And I was like, oh my God. like it just opened my mind. I was like, oh my, everything is design. Holy shit, right? And that can be inviting, but it also can be pretty overwhelming. Like if everything is design, like where do you start? So what helped me was finding kind of like a niche within that I identify with, and finding some heroes within that niche, like kind of like role models or kind of a perspective of like a path to follow. For me, like Milton Glaser, the designer that made the I Love New York logo and a bunch of different other kind of pretty iconic brands, his kind of like take on design and that aesthetic really resonated with me. Because he was thinking more about it, like almost like a scientific way. Like the I Love New York logo, he was talking about how he took the concept 90% of the way there, but let people get to that remaining 10%. Like the heart at the time kind of meant love, but putting the heart as like a letter or as a word really within that hadn't been done before. Like he took a leap of faith there, where he was like, I wanna make something that's pretty obvious, but people need to like work a little bit to understand it. And once you understand it, the reward is so much better. So that to me as like a nugget of a concept really resonated with me, and that kind of guided me as I was like finding other ways in which to specialize.
Another early step I think you can take is, this wasn't like an intentional one for me, but now that I'm thinking about it clearly, it was like where I started thinking product design thoughts. I'd sit around, like it was when the iPhone came out, and me and my friends would go out and get food like late at night, and we'd sit around and just like start like ripping into the apps and like trying to figure out what was working, what wasn't working. And we'd just sit there and end up like we were actually doing design critiques on them. We were just interested in it because we liked the idea of applications on a mobile device. But what we were actually doing was figuring out like user behaviors, understanding what was working for us, why it wasn't working for us, what was discoverable, what wasn't discoverable. Just like rip into the stuff that you use and like and see what works for you and see what doesn't, and you'll start to develop opinions.
Totally, yeah. Like that, I think that would be like the third component. Like, one, simplicity, two, repetition, and third, critique. As designers, we critique everything all the time. To an extent where you walk outside and the way everything is laid out, the way everything is branded and executed, you're always looking at that and thinking how that could have been done better. And you could take that to any sort of expression. It could be a sign on the wall, it could be a chair on your office, it could be the way a city is laid out. You know, like that level of interest and curiosity in how things work and daring to like question it is kind of pivotal to what we do. Well, there you go. If you are interested in design, want to find out how to get it started, I think that those could be a good starting point. That's kind of how we think about it. Let us know how you think about it. We have a bunch of ways you can get in touch with us. We have a Twitter, BreadTime.fm, a website, BreadTime.fm. And if you enjoyed this episode, just share it with your friends. And if you have a friend that is trying to get into design or might benefit from getting into design, send this episode their way.
Also, you can check out our Slack channel. If you send us a message on Twitter, we'll add you in there. And we also have a frequency on spectrum.chat called Bread Time. So yeah, that's where we hang out and we like to talk about this stuff. So see you soon.